For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. As residents of Kentucky and the rest of the nation are advised to stay home as much as possible to avoid the spread of coronavirus, the Bowling Green Housing Authority Mobile Grocery is making that easier, especially for low-income, homebound, and elderly residents. Rhonda Miller has this story about the bus that delivers food, household items, and a sense of community.
The cheerful white bus, painted with pictures of apples, eggs, and milk, rolls to a stop in front of a mobile home with an American flag. 80-year-old Nancy Hendricks is waiting in her driveway. Bus driver Danny Carruthers fills her shopping list.
So I've got your crackers, your two paper towels, your water, and your 2% milk.
Hendricks pays for today's groceries, $6.65. She's been a regular at the mobile grocery since the Bowling Green Housing Authority launched the project a year ago.
What do you usually get?
Well, most time I get more than this. I always milk. And then usually like a little candies and sometimes frozen dinners and sometimes apples, crackers, chili sometimes, and paper towels and tea paper. Yeah.
Carruthers says Nancy Hendricks does more than shop for her own groceries.
I have to tell you this story about Miss Nancy. We also have customers on the other side of town, west side of Bowling Green, who don't have enough money to buy no groceries. And every week, Miss Nancy always gives $5 to $6 extra to get them bread, bologna, whatever they might need. She does it every week. She's been doing it for the whole year.
The mobile grocery makes 25 stops a week in neighborhoods with limited access to affordable and nutritious food. Many residents don't have transportation. The mobile grocery has kept running through the coronavirus crisis with the necessary health precautions. The driver uses hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes during stops to clean the scanner and iPad used for payments. He wears gloves and serves through the window instead of having people come onto the bus and browse for items. Shoppers waiting outside the bus are asked to stay 6 feet apart, in line with social distancing, and the bus is sanitized after each route. A regular at another mobile grocery stop is Evelyn Shanks.
Do you have ketchup?
I have ketchup, yes, ma'am.
I need that. I need a pound of beef.
Beef.
Shanks sometimes shops at the major grocery stores, but she doesn't have a car.
I can take my scooter to Walmart or Kroger's.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. It's a 2-battery electric scooter.
You go to Kroger on
Scottsville Road.
Scottsville Road is one of Bowling Green's busiest roads.
I just try to be careful and it's all I can do.
Carruthers says the vision for the mobile grocery came from Bowling Green Housing Authority Executive Director Abraham Williams and two local churches.
The idea was from Abraham Williams and Broward United and First Christian was that over on the west side of town is what you call a food desert. So it's no grocery stores nowhere.
The mobile grocery served about 1,000 individuals with a total of more than 4,000 transactions from March to December 2019. During that time period, shoppers bought about 2,400 bananas, the most popular item. They also bought nearly 1,000 loaves of bread, more than 500 half-gallon jugs of milk, and lots of eggs, 635 dozen. Carruthers says a lot more fresh produce is on the way.
During the summer months, we have a garden at the Housing Authority of Bowling Green, and they grow a lot of the vegetables, and we stock the bus with them.
Those vegetables help transform Bowling Green's food deserts into communities where residents can buy local, fresh produce from a rolling grocery store that stops right in their neighborhood. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.